Well, Coach, certainly an impressive performance by your team in the last game of the regular season.
You know, I couldn't be more proud of them. We had guys stepping up. You know, we answered everything that they put at us. Their quarterback is just an incredible threat. We knew he was going to play in this game. He's a competitor. But I tell you what, do we have four or five interceptions? And we caused a number of fumbles, which always seemed to go back to them. But, man, we played hard on defense, and I was so proud of them. And our offensive line just controlled the line of scrimmage. And just I can't fault our effort. That was fantastic.
So what was the key to really controlling Miget back there?
You know what? We worked on all week, and a couple times he's much better throwing on the run. Mm-hmm. And we were working with our ends, staying upfield and making him set his feet. And I think on three of his interceptions, he had to sit in the pocket and throw it, and we were in much better shape. A couple times he got outside and gashed us. One of them was for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, our defensive ends tried to pick a gap, and I'm like, you'll never catch him. And I think once he scored that touchdown, they believed me. So we really did a great job in the second half.
This game was won in the trenches, though. You guys just ran him over.
We did. I don't know what we rushed for, but, man, we got up the field, and, oh, I'm just so proud of what our offensive line played.
And a lot of that is controlling the clock, keeping them on the sideline offensively.
Yeah, it was. You know, that's sometimes the best defense is a good offense. And, you know, and we grounded out. You know, Max had the one interception but threw the ball well. And so, again, I think we had nice balance between on our offense.
Huge play. They're driving the field to start the second half, and you guys get a pick right near the goal line. That's completely changed the momentum.
You know, it really did. Actually, they caught a touchdown pass earlier. You know, he sprinted out, mm-hmm. and Braden was, you know, a little soft and gave him too much room. And I told him, I mean, you just got to get physical. And they ran the exact same route, and then that time – he controlled it and made the play. That was great.
Well, you lose the Monticello game, you fight all the way back, and you earn a share of that conference championship.
You know, that was fantastic. We talked about it. You know, we won the last one last year and the first one this year. Mm-hmm. So, actually, someone said, you know, do we get a Letterman's patch for that? So, I don't know. You know, and we kind of stressed to him, you know, it's the power of making goals. Mm-hmm. You know, set a goal out there and go after it. And I really think after that Monticello game, they really started focusing and what they wanted to accomplish.
Just seemed like your team had a ton of energy coming out tonight as well.
We did. You know, normally you've got a lot of distractions during homecoming, but this week we had so many things going on. You know, 8-1, get a home playoff game.
Yeah.
Conference championship. These guys beat us by one last year.
Mm-hmm.
Big crowd. So it was a lot of things to keep our focus, and I was proud of us. We really did.
Got to be looking forward to tomorrow night. The pairings come out.
Yeah, no idea where we're going to be, you know, if we're going to be north or south.
Right.
It's always tough. You know, in the north, you've got some real good teams up there. But, I mean, you got to play the best to win it. So we'll take what comes. Playoffs is such a fun time. You get to play schools you aren't familiar with. So we'll be excited either way.
Well, congratulations tonight, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much.